Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Most of you know that I'm a businessman. I also consider that I'm in ministry since I'm published the Bible, published Christian magazines and books that we try to minister to people. But a lot of my circle of influence are business people. And today on the Strang Report, I'm going to interview one of the most successful businessmen that I've ever known. Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. My guest today is Ray Pinson. He and I are very good friends. And without being too specific, he's one of the most successful businessmen that I know up close and personal. He's also a deeply spiritual man who has some insights that will benefit you if you work for someone, if you're your own boss, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you're just a Christian trying to hear from God, because he has learned some secrets on how to hear from God. And in a couple of instances that he had shared with me and a small group of others, God spoke to him and they were pivotal points in his life. And I said, Ray, would you share some of this with me? And he talks today about how he would go away and hear from God. And God told him that he was asking the wrong question. So here is my interview with Ray Pinson of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who's been in the software business for many years, who's a strong Christian, to talk about what questions God told him to ask that gave him miracles in his life. Ray Pinson, you've been very successful in business, and I know you, of course, as a godly man, and I'm just impressed by your testimony of the miracles that you've seen God do, even in your business. Could you share with us maybe some of your concepts or maybe an example of a miracle where God really did something supernatural?
Well, Steve, every day is filled with miracles if we have eyes to see, if our heart is open. I think the greatest miracle is discovering that God actually loves us when we're at work. He loves our business, and he wants to give us the success. And, you know, when I started my business, I wanted so much for it to be a place that would honor God. I really did. But I was young, I had no idea how to do that. But I was filled with zeal and determination that God would be honored in my little software company. I'm a geek, an introvert. I'm a guy who likes things. You know, I had to learn to like people. But God loves people, and he imparted that to me. And that was kind of a transformational miracle of an inward sort. But I can remember the day that I had dreaded, where all my money was disappearing as I tried to get my business launched. And for years I had worked. I had actually put together $1 million. This was back in the 80s. I had $1 million. And I believed that was going to be enough to, like, a third of that would launch my new software business. And so I proudly collected a couple of recruits and set up workshop in my basement. And we began to think of really cool software for the healthcare industry. And yeah, well, the money began to dwindle away, and I kept selling stock that I had, assets, and just running through the money. And finally, the day came where I thought, okay, it's half gone. What am I going to do? And so I spent all day long seeking God. It was a September day in Minnesota, and frankly, as the sun set, it was getting cold. I was kind of getting desperate that the Lord would speak to me at that point, because he'd said nothing all day long. God, what is your will? God, what is your will? No answer. And finally, as the sun was setting and I was getting too chilly to stay out much longer, the Lord spoke to me very clearly. And he said, why do you keep asking the wrong question? And I said, well, wait a minute. I didn't mean to ask the wrong question. Well, what's going on? And the Spirit of the Lord really showed me that I was asking him what was his will for me. And he wanted to show me that he was the Father. He was God. He was the creator of all things. He had all the power in the universe. And I was asking him what I could do for him. And he said to me so clearly, I'm your Father, not your boss. I don't command you and you go this way and that way. You come to me and you ask for the desires of your heart, your innermost needs. And I'm your Father. That's what I will give you. Not you give me. I'm God. I don't need you. I don't need your money. I don't need your time. But I cherish your heart. And that's what I want to do, is to give you the desires of your heart. What is it? And so I thought, well, gosh, what is it? What is in my heart? I really want this business to succeed. I don't want to run out of money, but I don't want to live in fear. I just want this business to succeed. And then the Lord promised me that day, the Lord said, I will give you the desire of your heart. Consider it done. You will be successful. You'll make it. But I tell you this, it will be harder work than you ever imagined. It's not a hobby. It's not a game. This is not for fun. If you're serious, I'm serious. But you're going to have to work harder and do the things you don't want to do. You'll have to do the things you don't want to do in your business to be successful. But I, the Lord, will promise you success. And that was the story of a change of my life, my perspective. I began to work much harder. And sure enough, but let me tell you the end of the story, if I may.
What is it?
A year passed, year and a half. And the Lord had told me that very day out in the woods, I will give you success in business, but sell all the rest of that stock. Don't hold back. Sell it now. Get the money. Now's the time. And I took action on that. Steve, that was 2 weeks before Black Tuesday, where the biggest stock market drop in history occurred. And if I had waited to sell that stock, I know I would have run out of money, because a year and a half later, I did run out of money. The day came where I was in church and the basket was being passed and I had no folding money. I had nothing in the checking account. I was literally down to the change in my pocket and had a quarter and a dime. And that day, I put the quarter in the offering plate. But ironically, that day, the only time in history that I can recall, my pastor took a second offering and the dime went in too. That day, I walked out free. I was completely broke and I knew whatever happened next, I was just in the hands of God. I literally felt free. And that very month, before the end of the month came, we actually turned our first month's profit. And you know, we were profitable every month for the next 10 years, as long as I owned that company. You see, God is faithful, and He knows the future. So a miracle happened that day in September 1987, where I cried out to God and I said, Lord, this is the desire of my heart. And I would say to every business person, man or woman, wherever you are, early on or late on, the key thing is to say, God, what are you speaking into the deepest recesses of my soul? How did you transform my DNA to make me fit for this particular calling? And it's not a matter of, please tell me where to go and what to do and how to fetch and how to serve, although asking God for wisdom is always desirable. But don't ask the wrong question. Ask the right question. God, will you give me the desire of my heart? Am I on track? And move ahead.
Isn't that amazing? I was so inspired. And to realize that I pray the way that Ray's done. I've had pivotal times in my own life, but somehow I haven't attained the insight and the communion with God to really understand that He is truly our Father and that He truly desires to give us the desires of our heart. So I hope that you were ministered to. I hope that you will share this with others. I hope you'll help us to get out the word. I want to thank you for listening today and for listening other days. I found out, for example, that my numbers are going up a lot. They were double this past month over what they were the month before, and I'm not really sure what I did differently other than having a few interesting interviews in the favor of God. But I think that this is an interesting interview, even though Ray Pinson is not well known. He does have very good credentials. You may want to listen to the podcast again to just kind of get some of this into your spirit. And thank you for sharing it with others. And thank you for tuning in every day for another edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.